The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Ray Andrewson, and every other week we bring you businesses, we highlight some of the manufacturing, some of the industry around here. Large business, service business, big business, small business, and we bring these programs to you to get to know some of our members even better. And it's an absolute joy today to begin this podcast with the organization, the bank that is making it possible this year, our sponsor and investor in this effort to help local business, GSB, and the only bank you'll ever need. And we're very happy to talk about current market conditions, the origins of GSB. Joining us on this podcast, we welcome President and CEO Tim Geelan. Tim, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
And also CFO of GSB. That is an alphabet soup. Kyle Eagleson. Kyle, welcome.
Thanks, Ray.
Great. So, Tim, let's just get right to the heart of it, which is the origin of GSB. I see that beautiful green sign. Tell us about GSB, its start, its origin, sure. Its expansion, and your service.
Okay, sure. No, happy to. Yeah, GSB, formerly known as Guilford Savings Bank, we are a mutual institution founded in 1875, and I'll get to the, you know, what mutuality means, but 148-year-old mutually owned institution that is, we are looking to address the ongoing needs of businesses, consumers, families in the Connecticut market. We're based in Guilford. As a mutual, that means we have no stockholders. So we are answerable to our clients. We are answerable. We answer to the community served, and important to note that we can't be bought or sold. So our structure, we like to think of ourselves as safe and sound, a traditional model, but relevant, forward thinking, so we can evolve to meet the needs of those clients, those stakeholders today and tomorrow. So that's really what the history is. And I'll add that, because I know Kyle's going to get into some of the recent market turmoil, but it's important to note that, we've been through the Depression. We've been through the credit crisis of the late 80s, early 90s, when you saw Bank of New England fail. At least that was the headline, CBT and others. We plan on being here at least another 148 years to serve all of Connecticut. We consider ourselves, though we're shoreline based, we're a statewide bank. We have 8 full service branches to supplement our state-of-the-art digital and mobile capabilities. We're accessible 24/7, 7 days a week. And I'd like to add that a strong differentiator as a community bank like GSB, you have access to Tim and Kyle and upper management. So I'll leave this portion by saying I encourage everybody, all the listeners out there, to visit our website, mygsb.bank. And there you can get a copy of our 2022 annual report, tell you a little bit more about the bank. And there's an important message from me about the crisis that may, you know, go a little longer than our talk today. But beyond that, my door is open, my phone, Kyle's as well. You have access to upper management. We're happy to talk with anyone.
Well, it's remarkable. And talk about market stability. And I know, Kyle, we're going to discuss this now as well. Guilford Savings Bank, now GSB, and the expansion 8 units where people can reach you and still have that intimacy. I mean, in terms of Guilford, there's Henry Whitfield, your first customer from 1639. You know, it's a great history in the town of Guilford, but it expands. You know, and Kyle, I think we can just, let's talk about what's going on in the banking sector right now. There's been concern out west, you know, with the tech firms and tech banks in California, market turmoil. We've been through this in some manifestations, the 1980s, 2006 with real estate, 2008 with another banking and investment firm challenges. Let's talk about where we're at now with banking and what GSB is doing at this moment, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Ray. I think the question kind of gives us an opportunity to look at sort of the different banking, the banking models, those that got into some trouble lately, and then community institutions like GSB. So really the latest crisis, occurring earlier in March, basically happened due to liquidity issues. Depositors sensed some instability in the bank. The bank was highly concentrated, and the banks I'm referencing are Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. They were highly concentrated in the fintech space, in the venture capital space, and these were large clients, and the bulk of their deposits were uninsured. In both cases, I believe the banks, 90% of their deposits were uninsured. So any instability in those banks, depositors rightfully moved their money out because they had no guarantee that they could get their deposit back. And again, that was sort of came about because of a risky sort of banking model that they created, rapid growth and high concentrations in certain industries. Community banks like GSB, are well diversified. First, our deposit base is extensive and broad. Many of our depositors are consumers, and so right there you have smaller deposit amounts that are generally insured. Close to 80% of our deposits are insured, and so it's really the other side of the coin when you're talking about a stable deposit base. And so right there, you see the differentiation between the two models. And so really, I feel that since March, things have stabilized in the banking universe. There are still some banks out there that have these risky models. The Fed has stepped in with some programs to stabilize them. But by and large, 95% of the banks are well capitalized, have solid liquidity that are able to respond to any type of losses or circumstances that require cash or any of those things.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the out west and the bigger banks too. We're always worried about the big, too big to fail banks. How about turning that around with GSB, the too small to fail, the emerging banks, the community banks? You have a lifeline to a lot of small business and other initiatives in the region and beyond. So Kyle, I'm just going to go back quickly to talk about the volatility of the market too, and how you protect and shield your clients specifically, how all what's going on externally affects GSB and what you do locally here on Main Street, Guilford and New Haven and beyond in Connecticut on to really be there for your clients.
Sure, I'll take it, and then Tim, jump in whenever you need to. When some of this turmoil started, we quickly go through, and our balance sheet isn't complex, and so we're looking at all our reports, touching base with our uninsured depositors, looking at the asset side of the picture. And really, we came out came away from that with really no findings, and there was no impact on any of our relationships. In fact, since this all started, we've brought in about $14 million in deposits. And so our clients saw us as a source of strength. And so really they're the Main Street in the communities we serve, we've only gotten stronger. We're continuing to lend. And one thing we tout is that deposits we take in from our customers are lent back out into our communities, into the state of Connecticut. So we're not taking depositors from folks down the road from our branch and lending them out, you know, internationally or to large corporations on the West Coast. We're really confined to the state of Connecticut. And so we're redeploying our deposits into loans right back into small businesses, micro businesses, mom and pop shops, you know, across our footprint.
Yeah. So, Tim, you've seen this too. Obviously, there's been editorials out there on this topic too. Some folks have been people and investors or depositors who've gone into the big banks, but, you know, you're a very safe ticket as well. GSB is very safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's we had to overcome some of what you call the talking heads on TV. Indicating that you might as well take your dollars to a too big to fail bank. I caution against that, number one, you know, because what Kyle pointed to, we view ourselves as a catalyst for Connecticut. You know, the economic prosperity of Connecticut, its businesses, consumers, all that. And again, we turn the money back in from deposits to loans, and we are here business as usual. So there's been a lot of hand holding despite, you know, those headlines. We have a very solid reputation built up over a century. But sometimes, yeah, you need the hand holding because people get scared. They see that what happened to Silicon Valley Bank was unprecedented because you went from a Wednesday business there to out of business on Sunday because the run on the bank was like nothing we had ever seen, because it wasn't It's a Wonderful Life where they line up outside. It was by phone and Twitter. And as Kyle said, that concentration of their deposits and uninsured caused panic. So again, we're here to talk to people, explain, you know, why our model is different, demonstrate that. And whoever we talk to say, yeah, no, not only is safe and sound, Connecticut needs you, needs other institutions like you. And that's why they do business with us. And I'll add, I'm also chair of the CBA. So yeah, I've got a lot of these talking engagements lately. Same thing. I believe, yeah, there's 32 Connecticut-based banks left. A lot of them similar to us with the same message. And they're there to serve their communities as well. And we're very collegial that way. So if you need to learn more about us or others, yeah, take a look, because your businesses, you know, you have a choice. Who do you want to do business with? So,
picking up on that, Tim, and you're, you know, as chair and CBA, describe CBA, one of those beautiful acronyms.
Yeah.
Some of our listeners may not know what CBA does, but that is really empowers you because you're close to understanding, listening, and comprehending what's going on around the state.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, the CBA stands for the Connecticut Bankers Association. So it obviously is a legislative lobbying group for the industry, Connecticut-based banks. So staff spends a lot of time up in Hartford, but we also spend a lot of time down in Washington to promote policies, protect that are that make sure that community banks are protected and around for the long haul. So we advocate for good legislation, obviously fight against ones that we think would be detrimental, because the end, if it's detrimental to the bank, it could be detrimental to the clients. It also has an educational arm as well. Connecticut School of Finance and Management, which actually had the graduating class of 2023 yesterday. So that's what it is. And it's something that is heavier lifting than I anticipated coming into this year. But again, it's local, and it is it's all our contemporaries, and it's a great place to be. I'll add, before this, I've been here 29 years. What's today, the fifth?
Sixth.
Yeah, 4-4 of 94, I started here. So 29 years on Tuesday. But before that, I was at Schwamm at Connecticut National up in Hartford. I obviously feel blessed to have found a community bank that, really is what it should be. I know it sounds like, you know, apple pie and all that, but it's true. It is a I live right down the road, and my kids used to come here and beg money at lunchtime. But all the customers have access, and it's a model that needs to be protected and enhanced.
Well, it's remarkable. I mean, you mentioned Shawmut. There's a heritage name. I remember we lived in Boston. We had a Shawmut, a check and passbook savings as well. So that was back in the day. And many of us can recognize many of the household names over the years. And banking evolves. Things change. GSB is growing. You're invested in the community. You're active with our chambers. And I just think in terms of our listeners, too, in terms of the banking market that we're in now, we know, because we talked about Shawmut, things evolve over decades. It's a long vision. So Kyle, question quickly to you about the banking market and what we might expect in the next couple of months. And you don't have a crystal ball, I'm sure, for years and years, but as long as we can look into the future, where are we going?
Yeah, I wish I had that crystal ball, but I don't. But I do think we continue to see stability from banks and the banking system. You know, there may be a few risky banks out there that that will pop into the headlines, and we'll see their stock price plummet. But I say, by and large, you know, I think the regulators are on top of it. They're aware. There's enough liquidity in the system. They've provided resources for banks. I do see, you know, some headwinds in the economy, in the local economy. I think the rising rates are starting to hit consumers on top of inflation. And so there is a potential that we dip into a mild recession. But I think, you know, locally, you know, Connecticut is a stable economy. We tend to fare well, better in those times than the rest of the country. I think, you know, the unemployment picture continues to look strong. We don't see low unemployment. So I think it's kind of business as usual as we move forward. You know, we're not going to see sort of amazing growth and you know, the good times. But I think there is some bright spots to look forward to in Connecticut and the local economy.
Good news. Well, we appreciate everything that you're doing. We appreciate GSB and your investment in all of the Main Street communities and around the state of Connecticut. I even love your website address, you know, and your URL, which is mygsb.bank, mygsb.bank. So you are definitely authentic, and you want us to be accessible. So if people have questions, they want to follow up with you, Kyle and Tim, you are accessible, Main Street. How do they get a hold of you and GSB?
Yeah, I'd say, well, first thing, go to the website. Our numbers are emailed right there. If somebody happens to want to pop in, we are here most of the time. We still run partially hybrid, but we're here. So any of those ways. So, but I encourage, take a look, learn a little bit more about us on there. And again, yeah, our access points are right there. Yeah. And can I add one point to the mutuality? Because I never came back to that. Sure. I think that is something that should be, you know, highlighted a little bit, because being that we are not stock, you do not have to take inordinate risk. And I think that's what you saw with these failures. Yes, you know, the end result was the bank run, but the model to enrich the primary stakeholder they had, which is shareholders, you know, was built into the model. Our model is built where, based on the community served. So though we are philanthropic and we're there, it's part of the business model. We don't thrive unless our businesses and the community served thrive. So it's selfish too, but that's why we're there. And we don't have to take an inordinate risk for a short-term gain. So I think that's an important point.
And a great point there. We'll end on that note. MyGSB.bank. GSB, the only bank you'll ever need, sponsor of our podcast. Thanks so much, Kyle Eagleson, CFO, and Tim Gielen, President and CEO of GSB. It's been a pleasure to talk with you both today. We learned quite a bit.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quinncham.com.